What's up, everybody? Here we are, the after show, but later, episode number 236. And I don't know if you could tell by the title of this, but did you hear that they caught Diddy and they arrested him?
Oh, bro.
And he's already catching felonies. I don't know. If you want to hear the news, you guys better listen to the end of the show when we tell you.
I feel like such a hypocrite right now.
I don't care.
You know why? Whatever.
You know what? But you're not doing it.
I know, but I just fucking 10 minutes ago was going back and forth with some asshole for doing the same shit with Steve Kerr and Draymond Green saying, fuck, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, fuck, that's how we do it here, okay? So I'm sorry. I know you don't like it, but I'm tired of this episode number 300 and then fucking eight fucking, nah. All right?
Just imagine this. Let me relate it this way.
All right.
How would you feel if you had an underground rapper you were listening to, and then you found out he was just a faker and he was just telling you what you wanted to hear? Would you not feel duped?
Nah. Not if this underground rapper's crew was called the.
And if we're Yena De Caca on, is it just this or is it everything? Like, at what point does it compromise your word?
I don't care.
Man said it. He spoke.
I don't care. You know what? They can come and then figure out if we're Yena De Caca, okay?
All right.
Well, let's get started. After show, but later. Let's bring in Baseline Trade Dog. I don't even know.
On the road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. It doesn't take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.
Yeah, they got
What up, everybody? Here we are, the after show, but later, episode number 236. It's your boys D. It's El Kakui. He's keeping it real. I'm trying to grow. So here we are. We had a good week. But you know, Doug, I was thinking, yes. I don't think we do this enough. So say we record on Tuesday today, right?
Okay.
And we record again next
Tuesday.
Monday or fucking Wednesday or whatever, right?
Yep.
There's shows that are going to happen after we record this.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have topics from there into our next show. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like for the week, you know? So we have.
No, I don't. Yeah.
So,
I don't care if you bring up a fucking show from 10 years ago, to be honest. Right. We're just talking Covino and Rich.
10 years ago, there was Covino was Empire Boy. So why don't
Spot went on Gaycations.
He did. Oh, he did. You know what? Let's start right there. So, all right. Two things. One, Tommy's friend. Two, Spot. All right. So did you catch the conversation about Tommy and his friend?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, check this out. You're about to be in for a doozy.
A doozy. Okay. Yeah. Is that true?
Tommy's friend.
Okay. This is a real story, right?
This one's real.
Okay.
So Tommy, he has a friend, right? They go back like since they were like 8 years old.
All right.
And this dude, that's his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Pop out the chat because seeing the delay on the video is throwing me off. All right. So Tommy has a friend. They go back. They're like 8 years old. They're homies, right? There's Covino said that there's like maybe, I don't know, four or five of them. Good friends, right? They go back to when they're kids. Well, I guess this dude.
Got a few of those.
So this dude dated this girl in high school, right?
All right.
Fell in love with her, whatever. Dated her for like 2 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 14, 15 years, right? Here they are, grown-ups.
Let me just pause you right there that I'm going to tell you right now. For 99 out of 100 things you're about to say, that 14 to 15 year period is enough for me. Unless your buddy goes to you and said, hey man, for me, will you please not do it? Even then you might still have to do it. It just depends. It depends how hot she is, I guess, but go for it.
Well, from what I hear. Okay. My bad. Okay. So
That you froze.
I did in my mind. So right. 14, 15 years go by, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
This dude, Tommy's friend, we'll call him John.
John.
John, now in a new.
John Studd, the Baptist, or Holmes?
Dillinger. Do you remember John Dillinger? Dillinger, the cartoon with the gigantic wiener.
So, I don't.
Covino and Rich used to play it.
It's slipping my mind right now.
It should be played. John Dillerman. And then it was like, I guess the dude would like, anyway. Okay. So John, you know, is now supposedly happy, right? Living with a chick, right? Actually, yeah, he's living with somebody. Happy, whatever. And Luis is here. What up, Luis?
Oh, so, Luis.
Listening from work. So Tommy's homie, you know, now in theory has moved on, right? He's got a girl, they're living together. This was
15 and this shit was 15 years ago, and he has a current girl.
This was 15 years ago.
And he has a lady?
And he has a lady, and he's living with her.
Okay, was this his high school sweetheart? Hold on, I need some context. Did this chick give him kids?
No.
Okay. First crush? Did it break his heart?
I don't know a first crush, but Covino said, because Rich, and or I want to say Spot maybe, was like, well, maybe, you know, he didn't get a lot of chicks and whatever, whatever. And Covino goes,
is this the lawyer, the nurse, or whatever Tommy was stabbing?
No. This is like a year ago before Tommy met the lawyer, right?
All
right. So they're like, well, you know, maybe this dude, you know, ain't a real good looking dude. This was one chick that he liked back in the day or whatever. And one of the few chicks he got with or whatever. And Covino's like, nah, it's a good looking kid. He's like, he had no problem getting chicks or whatever. He was a good looking dude, whatever. So that's where. That's where we get to this part of the story. So he was with this
Tommy Layla Pipa, didn't he?
And so she slides into Tommy's DMs, right? Like a year ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They start talking. They go out to get some coffee or whatever. Next thing you know, bada bing, bada boom, Tommy's doing what Tommy does.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe once or twice. I don't remember what he said, but wasn't a relationship. Hooked up with her.
Yeah, you fucking get over that. You're grown up. Was this guy 30 now?
Yeah, 31, because they were born in 93.
Oh, so check. I'm not even gonna name drop right now, but a lot of my buddies that listen to this show, I'll just tell you this. We had one buddy who had kids, and if I said a number, it'd be too specific, but had kids, and when they split up, she went wild. And I mean, she probably slept with four or five different people that we all know. And they were married. And he's not even tripping. He never did trip. So I don't get it. And she gave birth to a couple, you know, again.
Well, I didn't even tell you if the friend's tripping.
Well, So what happened?
So fast forward, 2023, June-ish. Tommy hooks up with this chick. Fast forward, 2024. Dude finds out, right?
So he found out a year later.
Yeah, hits up Tommy and says, you're the biggest piece of shit. All this shit, right? I can't believe you did that. You're a weak ass human.
Well, that's a good thing,
right?
That's a good thing,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy hits up Covino and he's like, hey, I don't know, I feel kind of bad, like I didn't expect him to find out, you know. I mean, she was fucking hot. So, I mean, what are we supposed to do here, you know?
What Covino say?
Covino was like, I don't know. It's kind of like a scumbag move because, you know, you did. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it was this many years ago. So they're going back and forth, right? They're kind of talking this out. Rich and, you know, Spot, they kind of chime in. And so they basically, there comes to a pause to the story. And then Spot brings up somebody that Covino hooked up with that he liked. And I was like, wait, Spot, I've been listening to the show for 12 years in May, right? Mm-hmm. 12 years. And Spot has been married, I think, the entire time. And he's going to bring up a hookup that Covino hooked up with that many years ago? And
well, and let's tell more of that story too. Before Spot got with his lady, Spot couldn't hardly hook up with anything.
But
so you don't have the right to get mad. It ain't like you even had a shot to begin with. Chances are, Spot. Let's be honest. Okay, and this is not new Spot, because new Spot is a changed man in many ways, but physically as well. You can't say that 2010 Spot even had a fucking ray of hope with Maxim Covino. If they're competing, I mean, that shit's over before it started.
Yeah, and she didn't even dig Spot, and she dug Covino. So, and
what
Covino
are you supposed
like,
to do?
And Covino was like, I didn't even like her, right? He was like, whatever, I just hooked up with her. And he's like, she was busted anyway. Covino goes, I saved you from that, right? So,
whatever happened to, hey, bro, if I can't do it, I want one of my buddies to be able to do it. Like, if it's not me, at least it's someone I know. Like, none of them are with any of these people anymore. So why is anyone pissed off about shit that, whatever.
You know what? The only argument I could make is if they were in high school and maybe this dude just broke up with this chick and Tommy knows he still hasn't gotten over her. And Tommy hooks up there and he's like, fuck, man, that was kind of shitty, dog. You know, I'm still trying to get over her. Whatever.
You
whatever.
Said 15 years.
But that, did you not hear the first part of my shit?
I did, but that's why I don't understand any of this. You said 15 years. I mean, that's enough for a kid to fucking graduate junior high.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that that's the only argument I could have found, was if it had, they had just broken it off or some shit, right? But here we are, dog, fucking 15 years later, supposedly happy, in a new relationship or whatever. And this is where I think my opinion comes in, because, dog, it's not like I was fucking hooking up with all these chicks, right? But if freaking Luis got with somebody from like high school or some shit, and I was like there's somebody in particular I could think of where I was like in love with this bitch, right? And we dated for a little bit. It wasn't crazy, but I fucking was like, I was into her, right? Dog, Luis could fucking marry her right now. Fuck her in front of me. I don't give a fuck, dog. How many?
You have a wife and a kid. That's like, why I just
who fucking would even give a fuck? Like, dog, I'm like,
I got a public service announcement.
Like, dog, bring her to my fucking kid's party. I don't give a fuck. Like, did you? What? Like, I don't get it, dog. Like, and a lot of the people, and even Rich, and you know, they were. Covino kind of agreed.
I don't even know why you're entertaining this bullshit, to be honest. Like, people, I don't get it.
A lot of the people said that it was a scumbag move on Tommy's part. And I was like, dog, but 14, 15
Where's the
years?
It's a scumbag move only if there's some type of connection. If you're going to say any kind of stupid shit like that, they better have had a kid, lost a kid together, been to high school sweethearts, had 10 years. He went to counseling. He never recovered. Like, it's got to be some extreme shit. If that was just some fucking chick he dated for 2 years, 15 years ago, fucking get over and put your big boy pants on. The fuck?
I agree. 100%.
I mean, hey, I got a public service announcement. Anyone out there wants to go at it with anyone I dated pre-2012, have fun. I don't care. And those were a couple long relationships, but I'm never going to be with them again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be with them again. And like, if they were to give you that time of day, that's on them. I don't know what to say. Am I supposed to get mad because they gave you a time of day? No. Life goes on.
Yeah, I don't understand, dog, how he could be that upset about it this many years later. Like, I feel like the dude, I don't know, has some like arrested development or hasn't really.
He's got some untold fucking issues. He needs to go get a counselor quick ASAP. What's that shit called? BetterHelp? He needs to sign up, because obviously there's something still going on.
After show.
I'm just, and Kukui, because I'm just going to call for what it is. If he's still pissed off 15 years later, there is absolutely 110%, without a doubt, unresolved issues regarding that situation, to the fact that he's risking losing a friend. He needs to go work on those. And for Tommy,
that he doesn't even want to be friends anymore.
Good. That's good. Later, bro. Don't ever fucking call me again, because I guarantee if we were to get in a fight and if we were in a public in a bar and someone starts swinging, that's probably the guy that's not going to help and watch you get punched. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want friends like that. Fuck that.
And
I wouldn't do that. And I'm not saying that I would necessarily do that. Like, I'm not Tommy and I'm not judging Tommy. And this is not saying that he did anything wrong at all. I probably would have shot out a courtesy like, hey, bro, she slid into my DMs, man. I mean, I know you guys ain't been together for a minute, but would you be cool if we kicked it?
You know what, Tommy's Tommy.
And if not, I mean, if he wasn't, I'd probably kick it anyways and say, hey, I told you, I don't quit being a punk. You need to figure that shit out.
Yeah. I don't know, dog, that like, I feel like we've all lived a lot of life, not even since high school, dog, since like the last like 5 years, right? 3 years. A lot of shit changes. A lot of shit goes on. And for Tommy's friend, but you know what Andrew Sim said? Why is she even telling the other dude anyway?
But they're in a circle. Maybe she told something, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that dude is still in contact with her.
I don't even think he has the right to get upset. You were together for 2 punk ass years. I've taken shits that were longer than 2 years. All right. And you were together for 2 fucking years, 15 years ago. You have no connection with kids or none of that. You don't even have the right to get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I don't think so. You want to go deck again? You want to date anyone pre-2012? Am I supposed to get mad or what does that mean? What does that even mean?
I think it means that he has a lot of unresolved issues, dog. He needs to get into therapy or something, because how are you going to be, dog, even if like he's kind of like, damn, you know, never worked out. I wish it would have or whatever. I feel like, okay, that's enough. But to straight up, like, you're in this new relationship. Or, I don't even know how new. He could be with this chick for 10 years. Who knows?
You said the key words.
It's got to be some fucking good relationship.
He is disqualified from even being pissed off. And he's definitely, and again, Tommy needs to run. He's in a relationship. You were in a committed relationship with someone. Didn't you say they were living together?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're disqualified. You can't talk shit. You have a lady in a house. You guys are paying bills together. You don't get to talk shit about 15 years ago.
You know what?
Because how does that make your lady now feel?
Exactly, right?
I bet she don't care that Tommy banged your ex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She could give 2 fucking shits that Tommy banged your ex. So why are you being a bitch? Mm-hmm. And how would she feel if she knew that you were saying, I'm not going to be your friend because you fucked my girlfriend from 15 years ago? You're a weenie. You need to smack yourself.
Dog, I don't even think at 15 your full bush grows in all the way yet. You know?
Just saying, bro. That's sucker shit right there. That is. I hate to say he's in a committed relationship and they're breaking bread together. And you're mad that your boy, hey, bro, who else would you want it to be? You should be mad if she went and fucked the old man at the bar. Like your homie hit it. You should be happy for him and her.
Or even, you know, Doug, I wouldn't even, I mean, I don't see how,
bro,
you would feel good or bad, but you might even feel like a little some type of way if she hooked up with some dude that maybe you hated, you know?
All I'm going to say is, again, I don't want to throw the homie under the bus because I don't want to be divulging personal information, but another one of our homies, not the same one I gave from earlier, but another one that I'm tight with, man, we were like 18. We were still poking on the same chick. You think we fucking got mad at each other? And we knew it. He dropped her off. She called me fucking 3 hours later. I drop her off. She called him fucking the next day. We knew it. You think we got mad? No, ain't nobody cared. I just wanted to make sure she was clean.
You know what? This chick sounds like she's still caught up in the high school drama, because Andrew Sims reminded me that it sounded like she went to go tell the other dude, like, hey, Tommy was coming on to her. And
even worse,
she was the one that slid into Tommy's DMs, you know?
And that's what I'm saying. Even worse, bro. You're letting this fucking no good broad fucking snake everybody. You got to see that shit coming. Hey, tell him he needs to take his fucking lawnmower and lower that shit to a 1, because the snakes are getting through the grass and he can't see it. He needs to cut his grass shorter.
I like that. He needs to cut his grass shorter, you know?
I'm telling you.
100%.
Because he ain't watching out for the snakes.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, dog, it was like, I feel like if you would think anybody would be upset, like it would be somebody maybe who didn't get ass and shit. But Covino said this dude did all right. He fucking was a good looking kid. And like, to me, that makes it even worse. Like, fuck, like Like,
well, not only that, this fucking guy getting upset, all he's doing is validating that hoe, because she's a hoe. She's fucking everybody. She's a hoe bag. Let's just call for what it is. And now she's telling him and that and sliding into DMs. All he's doing is validating her. Let her. Hey, Short told you a long time ago, let a hoe be a hoe. That's it. Let her do her thing.
You know what? I would like to know if this chick is maybe even still hooking up with this dude or some shit. Because, dog, like, unless they're like fucking best friends and shit,
even then,
like, why the fuck are they like talking like this, like that regularly and shit? Like,
because it's weirdo shit. Because the dude probably can't let go. I was best friends with one of my exes. You think I still talk to her ass? No. Me and my kid's mom were hella close. You think we talk all the time? No.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still cool. I could call any of them at any given time and talk to them. But what's the point if I'm not trying to stab? I mean, if they need something, I'm here. I'll listen. But other than that, we catch up once a year and call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
I don't get it either.
But I'm gonna shift. Dingleberry, 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 dingleberry. He's a dingleberry. You're a dingleberry. He's a dingleberry. She's a dingleberry. What do you think about that?
I'm a little thrown off with that conversation, because I think for 25, 30 years, I've been thinking a dingleberry is something different.
Oh, no.
I thought a dingleberry was a little piece of shit that dangled from an ass hair. And that was the dingleberry. It was the berry that dangled off the ass hair. It's toilet paper.
And it's, I don't think there's a perfect ratio. And I don't even think hair has to be involved. I think it's just a combination of shit and remnant paper that didn't get out. It's like you get the bunk paper, bro, and it's one of the fucking scrapers that gets left behind. Does that mean it's 60% dookie and 40% paper? Or is it 80% paper, 20% dookie? I don't know. But that's what that is. It's some little extra ones that you didn't get.
Dog, did I tell you about my daughter's theory? She told me about, she was
a
like,
dingleberry?
She goes, it reminded me, because you said, is it 80% shit or 80% fucking paper or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So one day she was like, Daddy, she was like, I farted in the shower. And I go, Kennedy, I go, what the hell are you doing farting in the shower? And she goes, well, what did she say? Did my butt get dirty or did the fart get clean? And I was like, oh shit, she farted in the shower. The fucking shower just washed off her fart, dog. Now she cleaned her fart. So now I was like fucking mind blown, dog, because I was just tripping. I was like, I didn't know she was that fucking intelligent over here trying to hit me with them riddles and shit. But no, I didn't. I always thought it was a piece of shit. I never thought it was. So when
it's a mixture.
When the show started on Monday.
Because wouldn't the dookie skid mark by itself? And then the paper would fall unless it has something to stick to and to stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a mixture.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. But I'm just telling you, I was uninformed for the last, like, 30 years. I always thought it was a piece of shit.
All right. Well,
maybe it's a shaper, right?
Shit. Well, we just fucking broke it down. So with that, skid marks. Are you trying to pee him off the bowl? Are you trying to throw paper in there and shit and trying to flush it and hopefully it fucking does the swirly swirl and fucking takes it down with it? Or do you use the brush?
This is what I do. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do now because I recently threw this away. Yeah. But one thing that I had, dog, I had an old flosser, water pick flosser, right? And so I throw a little bit of soap in there. And fucking put some water, turn that bitch on high.
Not a bad idea.
Power wash it off. I'd power wash off the dookie off the toilet bowl but I just recently that it was an old water pick flosser for a reason. It was, you know, beat up, had been dropped, had black tape on it to keep it together. And then so finally I said, you know what, fuck it. I threw it away. Trying to be a minimalist. So yeah, that was my technique up until like 2 days ago. So I don't know what I'm gonna do from here on out. What I could tell you I am not gonna do is I'm
What's
not
that?
Gonna the Rich Davis. I'm not gonna get toilet paper and stick my hand in there and scrub it.
No. My methodology of that is I'll get either like I'll go get like a hot ass cup of regular water, bro. Like I don't know, like your fucking leftover fucking McDonald's 32 or Jack in the Box cup. I'll fill that bitch up with fucking hot soapy water from the sink, and I'll just go in there and fuck up, try to do a little fucking splishy splash around there and get it that way. And then when you swish it around like that, then you can just throw a paper in there. And what you got to do too, when you throw it in there, you can't wad the paper up and throw it in there. You got to hold like a fucking 2 foot strip and kind of let it do this little fucking twirly copter all the way down the fucking bowl. So hopefully the wings spread out and get the caca.
I like that. I like the twirly copter, dog.
That's what you got to do. You just got to hold that fucker up, and as it starts pulling it down, it'll be doing this shit. And then you know, you just try to you got to get tricky. I because I'm with Spot, and I'm not. I think you can use the scrub brush, yes, but obviously you can't just go scrape turds off the bowl and stick it back in the cap. Like, then what are you going to do? Rinse the fucking turds off in the shower? That's fucking gross. Now you got fucking turd juice all over your fucking shower floor. Like, I don't know, bro. It's a tough one. So I think when you make mud butt and shit sticks to the porcelain bowl like that, yeah, you better just get tricky. I don't know. But you know what? I have done a Rich Davis before. I have. What I've done, though, is you get one and you twist it so your fingers never actually come into contact, but it can get close enough where the pressure where you can kind of – I mean, you're not doing the big old clump. But if you just wiped and you just used the restroom, what are you going to do next anyways?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? What's the next step after you wipe your butt, pull your pants up?
Wash your hands.
Right. So what does it fucking matter if you stick a little bit of fucking paper in there if you have to? I mean, I don't want to touch caca on my finger, even if it's my caca. But still, you know, I don't know why, but
every time you say caca, it makes me laugh so hard.
I'm just saying, bro. That's gross. I get it. It's gross. But if you're going to get a little twirly bird method, the hot water method, or if that don't work, maybe you do roll one up and you just got to kind of like pinch it like this. Look, here's the grip. You got to hold it like this so your fingers don't touch it. And then you just go... And you throw it in there, bro.
All right. I like that. You know, well, since we're in the restroom, let me bring up part two of the restroom talk they had this week. Yeah. So Covino was saying he was trying to clean his tub and trying to scrub it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Jordan bought or something. I don't know if she went out and got it or she had it or what. But one of those little washers, we see similar shit on TikTok all the time. Where they'll have somebody cleaning a shower and they're trying to get you to buy it on the TikTok.
Oh yeah, a little scrub, a spin scrub.
Right. Well, Jordan had one of them. Covino said mm-hmm. it sucked.
Right.
And he was like, "Well, I don't know. I don't know if I should buy like a fucking like."
I'll tell you what you buy.
Expensive one. I have a suggestion too. All
right. When it's suggestion time, I'll go after you.
I have a suggestion too. So yeah. So they're talking about this, and I don't. Is this one okay? Does it suck? Whatever. Doug, I have to assume, you know, Covino ain't the most handyman, but I have to assume he has a basic drill or a
okay. Now you're going where I'm going,
right?
You talking attachments?
Yeah. Get an attachment with you could get the attachments that have the bristles, right?
And the big round brush.
You could even get like if you want to go.
You could even polish your car.
I was gonna say get a polisher, right? Stick one of those attachments. So if you want, go with the bristle, right? Then you hit it with the polisher or whatever. As long as you have some good, like, Lysol toilet, what is it? Like that toilet drip shit, you know, that has like a upside down shit. So you put it under the toilet bowl mm-hmm. or whatever. You fucking get that bad boy, you know, put it on there, hit it. You should be fine with that. I think overthinking it and trying to get this specialty item from the TikTok shop and all that. Dog, just use your drill. And if you don't have one, go to Harbor Freight and get one for like $19.99.
No, don't do that. Get at least a Ryobi.
Well, I'm saying, dog, if he doesn't have, I mean, fucking just whatever.
At least, but no, I tried that because a long time ago, I tried to do that exact fucking thing. And I went and got a Harbor Freight, and it was I was doing a project where I was zip tying this fucker, and it was just going until the battery died. That fucker lasted about 3 days. So if you're going to do that, at least get the cheap DeWalt or a Ryobi or a Milwaukee or a Makita, like, or a Bosch. Like, at least get one of those fucking five. No Black & Decker, no fucking.
Doug, I've had a Ryobi fucking impact drill for like fucking 7 years, probably.
There you go.
That shit still runs strong. It's an 18 volt with their fucking dog. I have a Ryobi fucking edger
Bro, that cuts my grass every week.
Yeah, so I'm like, dog.
I got the fucking lawnmower, the blower, and the edger.
Dog, what is the
I got the little paint, fucking the bug sprayer, right? You put the little bay, it was $40, $39.99. You put the battery on, it has a nozzle, and you can do either spray or stream, and it works for like an hour on that damn battery.
No, I freaking, I've had that Ryobi 18-volt. Dog, I probably paid less than $100, probably like $60, like 7 years ago. That shit still runs strong as fuck. I mean, do that. Go spend yourself $50. That's probably about what you're going to spend on one of these TikTok shops
right.
Anyway.
And then if you don't like the attachment for $20, you still got the drill.
Exactly, right? And not only that, dog, you can buy all kinds of different attachments. You know what
for Ryobi. Yes.
There's a little three-pack of those little bristle ones attachments that I got from Walmart for like $10, right? What I'll do, dog, if I'm going to vacuum my car, I got my shop vac out there. I'll throw that bitch on there and I'll hit that in the car. Right. So it's picking up some of the shit that's stuck way in the fucking carpet. And yeah. I have my shop back. So it's like I'm going like this both times, dog. This one's spinning it. This one's lifting it up. So fucking like, come on now. You use that shit for anything. So he could use it for his car. He could use it for his fucking bathroom. He could use it to build a fucking mansion. He could whatever. Dog, now he has a drill.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I think the last time I checked, Ryobi got 192 different attachments. So you could buy sprayers and blowers. And dude, I just saw a chainsaw. They had the pruning chainsaw. Like, I'm not telling you to cut down an oak tree with it, but you could do basic little branchy branches in your front yard and your backyard. It was $99. Yeah. I got this little power battery thing I got. It has a plug and it has a USB-C and then a regular USB, and it just sits on the battery. It gives you like an hour and a half. You could charge your phone like 10 times on that stupid plug. So you know what I do? I keep that stupid battery charged in my car with that plug. And if I ever run out of battery or I'm somewhere I can't plug in my phone to my car, I stick it on that fucking thing for 20 minutes and get a half battery. Like, yeah, they got all kind of shit.
And Doug, like I said, the Ryobi shit, I got three fucking Ryobi batteries. I'm never going to need a fucking power supply with that, dog. Fucking
no.
You have two charging while you're using one, dog. When the fuck are you ever going to need any more power than that? You're good. And so, like, I don't know. I just want to know what Andrew Sims is talking about, because he said, I wouldn't assume that. D, assume what? What did I say?
He also said that he bought a power painter from Harbor Freight. He didn't even make it till he finished what he was painting.
Yeah. Harbor Freight, though, you know what, though? Don't sleep on it. They got some good shit.
Don't buy their power equipment. Although I got I got a good ass idea that I had heard from somebody else. I just know how to make it better. A hustle, side hustle. Remember we were talking about that podcast shit?
Mm-hmm.
I got a better one than that. I can't spill it right here. I'll tell you behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But even better than that, way better than that. But he uses a generator, and he does use the Harbor Freight Predator, the Honda knockoff from Harbor Freight.
Yeah. And you know what? Harbor Freight, I mean, they have like their heart shit is probably is like a decent product, and they have some like hurricane shit.
Isn't Hart Walmart the blue one?
Hart is. Did I say
they got Bauer and Hurricane over there, right?
Yeah, yeah, they do. You're right. But
so I know about Harbor Freight. I'm in there once a week. I get it.
Though the things though that there are some things from Harbor Freight that will last you a good.
They're just as good as Home Depot, cheaper, and if not better.
Dog, they have these grinders, these little 4.5-inch angle grinders, right? Dog, those shits will last you a good couple of years if you're not stupid with them. And if anything, the only thing that goes out is the little motor, but that's eventually. Like, they're good, dog. I've used plenty of those on jobs.
Bro, I buy those little stupid wall safes from there. I rented a house in 2008, and I left it, and they still got the safe at that house because my friend's mom owns it. I still got one in my old house. Yeah, I get the little $39.99 wall safes. They got those deep-ass bolts, and if you hit a stud, it's going to take you 20, 30 minutes to pry it off with the crowbar by the time I shoot you, by the time you get it off. So, yeah, Harbor Freight, those things still go.
You know, no, I have a case that I even brought to your pad that had some of my equipment, my camera and shit in there. Dog, that case was like probably like $40 or $50, and it's a waterproof insulated case. You fucking spin the little knob to make it all suction-proof or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have some quality shit there. It's just you got to be like, you're not going to buy your jack stands.
No, yeah, don't.
You're not going to be working under your car going, fuck, I hope to God these shits work. You know, you don't want it to be one of their defaulted shit.
Yeah, don't buy your greenhouse there. Don't, I probably wouldn't buy your dolly there because, you know, me and Tip Dog, that's one of the places we look because you've been here. How far is Harbor Freight, bro? About 4 minutes. So, you know, you've been through the whole town of Lompoc in about 9 minutes. So, you know, we went to Harbor Freight to look for the dolly utility carts, and their shit's weak sauce, dude. Some of their shit's weak sauce, but their rubber gloves are cheap. Their tarps are cheap. They got cool little gadgets with like solar batteries. You can get a solar panel kit. There's hella dope. Their safes are dope. So yeah, Harbor Freight's cool.
And they, dog, if you get the little coupons, a lot of times you can get in, the fucking, like, they'll have like a free, like you said, the little, a free solar light or whatever the fuck. Right.
I thought it was a butt plug.
And a lot of people don't even know you can stack those fucking coupons. So if you get like a free fucking pack of batteries and you get 20% off of like your biggest purchase or whatever, you could fucking stack those shit. So I used to be the Harbor Freight king back in the day, dog. We used to fucking,
we're like the grocery outlet of tools.
But no shit though, dog. Like you said, the nitrile gloves are fucking cool. They're always like 100 pack for like fucking $7 or whatever.
$7, $8, $6. Yep.
And then if you have a coupon, they're $4.99.
Depends how big your thing is. I mean, hands are.
Yeah. So, you know, I was only getting 2 gloves for $25 because, you know, but
they would only sell me a finger, just a thumb.
Oh, that's stupid. But right. Yeah, no, dog, there's like those little black gloves you put on, like not even the nitrile ones, like the actual like kind of work gloves.
Yes, those are like $3.
Yeah, yep. They're freaking cheap, dog. They're dope. And then
they like, get the specialty screwdrivers. Like if you're trying to take like your car apart and you're trying to install a stereo, you need those little pick ones and the ones that get in there ones. And pop. They dog, got all kinds
like
of shit.
A 5-pack for like 99 cents.
Yeah. No, you know what? The last time I bought a 5-pack, they paid me to take it. I think I got $5 out of it.
Are you serious?
No, but That's how we started our show. So I figured I'd play along with the theme.
Doug, look at all this shit I have in here. Like little fucking attachments and shit.
Yeah, no, I'm big on Harbor Freight. I am. But I also don't want to mislead no one and tell them that everything they got there is good. And they go get some junk and like, well, you told me it was okay. But I heard good things, though, about that generator, though, for reals. The Predator.
What was I going to tell you?
I think it's even sponsored by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And you know what? Andrew makes a good point. He said that I assumed Covino had a drill. I was like, I don't know. I assume he has a drill, but maybe he doesn't. You never know. You know, he's like, fuck that. What do I look like? Bob Vila?
You know, I bet he throws his lady.
Oh, fuck.
No, all right.
But,
all right. Planet Fitness.
What's up with it?
Did you hear it?
I heard it. Yeah.
So what do you have any thoughts on that? What do you think? You think that lady was being a Karen or is she looking out for the kid's best interests? What do you think? You
know what? I think the little tortilla girl or whatever. Why not both? I think the dude's fucking out of line. Dog, you can't just throw on some drawers and fucking panties and say you're a lady.
No. It's got to be legal, bro. It's got to be legal.
Did you see
the video? And even if it's legal, you're still going to get weird fucking creepy vibes.
Like, come on now. I don't care, dog. If you got a cock and balls, no.
No, but that to me, but see, here's the thing. Like, my expectation is this. If you're going to do that and you think it's going to be okay and you're going to get offended if someone is upset at you for doing it, you better have whacked that fucker off. If you still got it, I don't want to hear it. There's not even an argument to be had.
100%. And I even
said, I don't care where you want to be or emotionally or this or that or whatnot. If you can't look like everyone else in that room from top to fucking bottom, you shouldn't be in it.
I even said in the in-show chat, rather than like men's locker room and women's, it should just say balls, no balls.
Or just transition. You fucking people are trying to all figure it out. You can just share the same restroom. That's all right. What's wrong with that?
You mean have a transition restroom?
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. You know.
And I'm not saying that's how it has to be. I'm just offering up ideas, but I know what happened can't happen.
Right here, right? Brainstorming, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just know what happened can't happen. If that thing's still there, you should not be able to go in there and vice versa. Like if you're because think about it. I forgot who said it, but think about it. You don't ever see chicks like that. I know the dykiest chicks in the whole world, and ain't none of them trying to use a men's restroom.
Yeah. You mean Gina from 40-Year-Old Virgin? Remember?
They are not going in the men's restroom. It's just creepy, weird dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a manly looking lesbian try to go into the men's restroom and use the restroom?
No.
In your life?
Never, never.
But we've all seen a suspect dude go into the woman's, right?
Yeah. Have you ever walked in to the women's restroom on accident? Like fucking, it was actually I think I was at a Planet Fitness, and I'm like on my phone or whatever, and I walked in and I was all, oh fuck, I turned around. No. I have. Dino has too. I've heard that story before. I have, dog. I walked in, I was like, oh, I mean, luckily fucking there was no like titties out or nothing. It was just because you walk in and it was like the room before the room, you know, with like all the shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, like you hit the hallway or whatever.
Yeah, and I was like, oh shit. I was
because you never just walk straight in. Don't they make you like angle? They fucking you gotta do a little maze and shit.
Yeah, you gotta climb up a little ladder, dog, go down a pole like you're fucking Mario.
Fireman's carrier, you know, a little fireman slide.
And then you're like, oh fuck, titties.
You gotta battle crawl. Oh,
you got an army crawl, dog.
Yeah.
Like fucking Shawshank.
With a 50-pound weight on your back.
Come out in the end, you're like, yeah, 100%.
Asana. And you get to asana.
Asana. Colita. Yeah.
But no, I think, it's some bullshit. And I go to Planet Fitness, and they're not all crappy, because the Planet Fitness that we got here is actually better than the other gym. And I have to be a member of both of them, because the other gym got the sauna, and I like the sauna. And Planet Fitness don't, but I'm not going to quit going. I think it's a poor policy, but there's people who fucking vote for the president and they don't agree with all their policies. So what the fuck? Are we going to just nitpick one? Ain't nobody in the world fucking agrees with everything someone in charge has to say or do.
Now, all right, people may not take my opinion seriously because I'm not fucking in the shape I used to be in my fighting days, right? But
Muscles McGillicuddy was his fucking stage name.
I want to know why people bag so much on Planet Fitnesses, because
I like my Planet Fitness.
Doug, in the chat, people were like, oh, that's the poor people's one. And then Rich was like,
so is Metro. How many of those assholes have Metro or Cricket? All right.
Rich was like, it's only $10. I'm like, Doug, for $10 a month, why the fuck not? You know, you pay $20, you can go to any one of them in the country. If you have the $20.
Bro, not only that. Let's hear me out on this, though. So is it the cheapest? Absolutely. But there's also a difference. If you're a true hustler, you have to know the difference between cheap and fucking value. Okay? Exactly. You're right. $23, bro, when I go, do you have a Planet Fitness membership?
Nah.
Okay. How about, do you have a Planet Fitness in Yuma?
Yeah, I do.
When I come visit, would you like to go? Because for $23, I get to take a guest for free.
Ooh, I wouldn't like to go, but thank you.
So, okay, right there. They got the massage beds. They got the massage chairs. You can go get your chalk stick calves painted or fucking tan and touched up before you go on vacation. They got all kinds. They got tan there? Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm not going to go with my fucking glow sticks when I hit Hawaii. I got to have a little color.
Yeah, see, I was a member of Planet Fitness for many, many, many years, right? And obviously, it works. But what I'm saying is I never did.
You wouldn't be the man you are today without it.
Would not. I never did.
Me neither.
I did the hydro massage and the fucking chairs and all that shit.
So
I never did the tanning.
So let's call it for what it is. Like, it doesn't have a sauna. So for fuck, I can't ever say, like, the shittier gym that I do go to that has the sauna, I have to prefer that because I can do all my shit in one. But their equipment's bunk. Planet Fitness got all new shit, all their equipment's, it's clean. There's people wiping shit down all day long. I mean, does it have to cost $100 to be good?
Well,
how come you can't just find value in something?
No, Andrew Sims made a good point. He said, there's a Planet Fitness like 3 minutes away. The equipment they have there, it works just as good as the equipment. If you can't get in shape at Planet Fitness, maybe it's you.
Well, they got that little 30-minute course where they're like, hey, they got a workout a day for you where you do. They got a little area sectioned off.
They offer trainers.
And they have better equipment at this Planet Fitness. That is the premier gym here, except for they don't have a sauna.
Doug, the equipment has always been clean, fucking new,
fresh.
Right. Always, it's always been
never out of order more than a day.
Yeah, you know what though? One time they did have a fucking Stairmaster thing out of order, but they hadn't put a sign on it yet, right?
Okay.
So I fucking got on that shit, dog, and it's like I was running up fucking stairs. I got on it because my big ass, right? As soon as I pushed down, it was all right. So I was all. Dog, I must have got
18
flights of stairs in like 38 seconds, and I got off, and I was like, I didn't know it was broken. I was just like, "Fuck, is that how it goes?" Yeah, dog, I was tripping, but for sure, they got good equipment. They got I've always enjoyed them. For me, right now, there's a gym that's literally, dog, like 2 minutes from my fucking house, and that's just more convenient for me, and I like it. It's never fucking busy. It's the Planet Fitness isn't far, but it's a little out of my way to where.
And they got a meter, bro. It tells you if it's busy or not. So if you're even thinking about going, you can just flake out. It's kind of busy. I'm good. Or, hey, there's nobody there.
What I like about this gym by my house, dog, is you can go there sometimes at like 10 p.m. That shit, dog, you'll be the only one in there. I remember the first time I ever went after I got my membership. I was the only motherfucker in there, dog. I was like, I felt like a fucking king. I got naked. And I started walking around. I was like,
GB3 in Fresno has a 24-hour one. It's kind of like that, but you
this
know.
One's
but
cool then because you just scan your shit and you go in by yourself. They didn't even have an employee in there, dog. When I say I was the only one, the only fucking I could have walked out with the treadmills if I wanted, dog, and started loading those bitches up. And don't fucking think it didn't cross my mind.
See, the Fresno homeless people are too smart, though. They'll pay the little $29.99 a month or whatnot so they can shower. And then that's who you'll see at 2 in the morning in that motherfucker.
But again, dog.
The railroad track crew.
Dog, you pay your $10 a month and
you go shower. Yeah. Wash your balls every day. That's like washing your balls for 30 cents.
I'd go shower. If you're homeless, you need 2 changes of clothes and a fucking Planet Fitness fucking membership, right?
And you're good.
One clothes. Well, you're fucking washing the other one, you know, and you can wash it in the shower. We're in Arizona. Take it out. Fucking have it dry outside.
Just hold it outside for 5 seconds. It'll be perfect. And then
just fucking kick it inside the Planet Fitness.
You guys got that Maytag weather.
They walk up and they're like, sir, what are you doing here? And just fucking, you just got to go there and be like, huh? Right?
I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Oh, I can't. I don't know if you can see
it. I'm just folding my clothes. Yeah, I'm just folding my clothes.
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, with that being said, so they were talking about you. Rich said he calls his mom every day, and I call my mom every day. But calling people, and he said, or that was Covino, I think. And it makes it going for a walk. So I've been doing that. Like I used to drive a lot. I've told you that before on the show. And yeah, you talk to someone for an hour, bro. That kills fucking 75 miles.
Uh huh.
I know. You've done podcasts like that before. You know what? I'm fucking Fresno.
I know. I've gotten phone calls and I'm like, I can hear the background, like the fucking, because you're like fucking with the AC and shit. I'm like, yep. Kahuya's on his way somewhere. So what?
He's fucking mashing somewhere. But yeah, I'm with all that. I like it. But you gotta, it's gotta be someone that wants to chat. Like, don't start calling everyone in your fucking phone book trying to bug people because you're bored either.
I feel like, and I'm not even trying to hate. I feel like that's a Rich Davis thing. I think he'll just go through his shit, dog, like, and just start.
Who can I call now?
Yeah.
Mom, hear me, my sister.
Oh, you know what? I actually want to play a clip from fucking Have Kids, They Said, because.
Yeah, let's play some clips. I got clips in there, too. Like, I sent you some good ones.
I don't want to say Rich dissed Covino, but let me see if this is the right clip.
I think I heard it, but let's hear it.
That hot and have no idea you're that hot? Like.
Oh, here it is.
I like the girl that never knew she was hot. I'll give you the example of dudes. Like, your husband's cut from the same cloth as Covino, who I do my Fox Sports show with.
Who I do my Fox Sports show with.
I heard that. It caught me off when I heard
not
it.
We do our Patreon, Covino and Rich.
Quick, my business plug. Partner.
Yeah. No, Doug, look.
Covino, who I do my Fox Sports show with.
You know, that's a backhanded compliment is what that is.
I Covino, do my Fox Sports you know, show.
You know.
That. But obviously, you know. Nicole knows who he is. So why not just give the audience
right? He called her Coley Biggins,
right? Like fucking
Covino, who I do my Fox Sports show with.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, Doug, I heard that, and I was like, I gotta screen record this. Did that catch you though? Did you catch that?
Of course, I heard. I think in the same exact. I'm glad we think alike because I thought the same thing when I heard it. And you know what I heard? The first thing that popped into my mind, Sucio Vatos.
Yeah, because I was like,
those fuckers are dirty, homeboys. That's what they are.
I was listening to fucking you know what? I've been listening to Turbo lately with Covino in the evenings, right?
Yeah.
And fucking motherfucker, he has the best in between little fucking breaks of any fucking show for a music show.
Oh yeah, he gets down.
His shit is fucking always cracking me up. But my whole point of that was, Doug, he'll stay on there. Oh, you know, Covino, like it'll be like.
Well, he plugs. He's a constant plugger.
Right here. Dogs, check out. Perfect example. And that was fucking Disturbed or whatever, right? Right here, Covino rocking out. You can catch me on fucking Turbo every night from 6 to midnight or in the mornings if you want to check me out. I got Patreon, me and my buddy Rich, Covino and Rich. Check us out. So coming up after the break, we have Korn. Doug.
Right.
That quick. He'll throw it in there. On Turbo. And I'm like, dog, and I'm just like, and Rich is like, you know, the guy I do Fox Sports with, like the guy, dog, to me, that didn't even sound like my friend or my business.
And then partner. Nicole's like, yeah.
Yeah, like the guy.
He's a peasant or something. They're like blowing him off like he's nothing.
The guy I do Fox Sports.
You know.
Dog, he could have been like Danny G. To me, Danny G is the guy you do Fox Sports with, right?
Yeah, Danny G.
You know, Danny G, fucking Dan Beyer. You know, I do Fox Sports with him. Monty Bolaños. You know, we do fucking Fox Sports with Monty. But the guy I do Fox Sports with?
I thought it was weird because I have listened since like 2006. And Nicole has been in the morning mashup has always been a part of this shit for most of the journey. So for him to even... What viewer are you talking to? Because if it's anybody that's followed your journey, duh.
Either one of them, right?
Right. Any of them. Yeah, because she knows Covino. Her people know Covino.
If anybody's listening and they didn't find them just by finding them.
It was awkward.
They know.
That was just awkward. How about that? That little interaction. Yes, I caught it. It made me feel a certain type of way. It was awkward. And I was confused at why they would go about it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's almost like they didn't like him and they were just trying to keep it hush hush. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, the Mexican. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a pull that the other day. So I'm in a meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had two candidates do a forum and interviews and shit for this position, right? It's a higher position at my office or whatever.
Woohoo.
And they were like, oh, well, you know, this person accepted the offer. They're going to be starting on so-and-so date, whatever. And somebody was like, oh, which one was she? Dog. There was a clear fucking Mexican lady and a trashy ass old white lady, right? Kind of easy to fucking describe which one it was. Everybody was like, the one wearing a skirt, you know? And I was like, and then they're going, dog. And I just sat there and I was like, I can't take this shit, dog. Cause they're like, oh, she had her hair pulled back. Yeah. The one that was wearing heels, dog. I go, the Mexican. I go, I don't know why anybody's dancing around it. It was the Mexican. And she goes, oh, okay. Like, dog, people are so nervous to be like, oh,
well, but society's trained us though. Look at that. You say the wrong thing and ruin your fucking life.
She was Mexican. I didn't even know. I mean, I was like, dog, come on now. She was fucking Mexican. Get on with your story. That's which one it was.
Hey, real quick. We got 3 minutes. So I'm going to fire off rapidly.
All right.
What is rental cars? Rental cars. Oh, Covino says he drove that rental car because he wanted to avoid putting miles on his car. Is that something you do?
You know what, dog? I don't want to say yeah. But yeah, dog, it's funny because it comes down to not only you're not putting miles in your car, right? And I really don't give a fuck. You're going to put what you put, right? But it's like, okay, fuck it. Hey, even if I get into a fucking fender bender, it ain't my fucking car, right? You know, I paid the $25 for the insurance or whatever the fuck, right? So it's so many things. It's not, you're not adding fucking, you're not deteriorating the fucking, what is it? The value of your car. You're not,
right, that's true. Miles
to it. You're not fucking, you don't have to worry. Hey, you know what? I don't want to park next to them fucking carts. You know what? In a rental car, I might park next to those carts. You know, there's just so many fucking things where you're just like, fuck it. You know what? I don't want to drive across town. Fucking, I know there's some shitty people there and they don't give a fuck. They all fucking pop your door when they open theirs. Now, you know what? Let's go to the shitty fucking Vallarta and fucking park in the parking lot, you know?
You know what's crazy though is what I used to like to get off on is a lot of times when I was selling real estate, it just made sense because I could rent the car with unlimited miles at the airport for $50, put 1,000 miles on it in 24 hours, give it back. And those thousand, you know, if you do that 10 times a year, bro, that's an extra 10,000 miles on your car. But if it's only $50 to rent the car, you only paid $500. So if you think about it, those 10,000 would have took way more than 500 off the, you know, the value of your vehicle. And so I used to like to see the look on their face because, you know, they tell you the miles when you check it out. And then you got to tell them the miles when you check it in. There was one time me and Mito took that son of a bitch to Wyoming. We went to Wyoming and back in like 48 hours. We showed up, that motherfucking car had like 2,300 miles on it. That airport fucking, they did not. They were like, what? They didn't believe us. They had to go out there and check the shit. It was great.
Doug, hey. I'm sorry, Bill. You have to see this.
But you got to get value. I mean, that's how you get value. Again, it's back to the Planet Fitness thing. I mean, where do you get more value? Renting a car for $50 for a day and driving 30 miles on it, or renting that bitch for fucking 2 days and putting $2,400? I mean, you know, they create the rules. You just play by them.
Yeah, no, 100%. Fucking, no, I do. But you know what, though? It reminds me of, dog, and maybe it's because we were like, we didn't have like all the money in the world growing up, right? But for years, dog, but most of my life, my dad was a car salesman, right?
Okay.
And so if the motherfucker ever brought home like a fucking Corvette or some shit, dog, you best believe we were all around town with that fucking dealer plate on our fucking shit.
No, for sure, bro. Well, check this out. So did you catch the Weedology one on or 101 the Velvet Rope?
Weedology?
Or something. I thought Weedy 101 or something.
I caught the Guidology when they did the
Covino. Chains. Oh, okay. Maybe I heard something different. Okay, so I forgot to ask you though, with that chain behind the Velvet Rope, what was your favorite cut? Which chain do you like the best?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch it. I'm not too versed in it, so I would maybe. I mean,
okay.
I like one of the. I don't know. They have those like, or are they called Jackson?
Jackson? What do you mean? What does it look like?
It's like I think that's the brand, but they're always trying to sell them to me on Facebook and shit. But they have like fucking, they're like kind of lay flat, but kind of go like this, kind of like chain link a little bit. Those
like Figueroa or Cuban?
Fucking maybe it's a Cuban. I don't remember. But honestly, I dig I dig some of the thinner ones. I remember, dog, you seen my chain? I don't have it on right now. But you're like, holy shit, that thing's big as fuck. But I usually dig the smaller chains, but that was one that my father-in-law got me. And okay. So I rocked that because, I mean, it was, you know, he got it from me or whatever. But I usually dig the thinner ones and a little bit longer. If it feels like a choker, I don't like to fuck with it that much.
No, I got a 20 and a 24 rope. And I like ropes. I like Figueroas, I think, a little bit better. And that was the first chain I ever bought. I had like a 31 ounce Figueroa 14 karat gold chain at like 15. That bad boy was mean. But I like Cubans. I don't like herringbones. They pinch your skin. I don't like that. I like Cubans. I like Figueroas. And then I like the blend, the rope Figueroa. It goes like a little bit link, a little bit rope, a little bit link, a little bit rope. I do like that too.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Which ones did you say pinch? Because
I was herringbone.
Do those like spin?
No, it's like flat. It's all super shiny and it's flat and it looks like weaved in there, like, kind of.
They look like women.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, they do. They do, actually. I have one of those, but I sold it when I was 15. But last question, bro. So Covino talked about meeting his buddy and they took that picture. He said it was kind of a weak picture, but his buddy posted it, felt guilty. He had to repost it too. He said he really, you know, he felt kind of obligated. You ever feel like that?
Yeah.
When someone take me too, bro, fucking episode 200. I look like I fucking stood in the Arizona sun for like 100 hours straight. And it's with Steve Covino and I look like fucking Captain Strawberry because I had bad lighting. Yeah. And I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that fucking, it bothers me too. Because, dog, I mean, obviously, I only have so many good angles, right? So you best believe, dog, if I'm gonna fucking make sure I look fucking decent if I fucking post it, right? And if somebody else is going to post, they don't give a fuck, dog. They just
know. No, they don't. And they don't know what you're. And to be fair, they don't know what your good angles or care. I don't know what your good angles are, bro. I don't care. I don't look at you and say, hey, that's a better angle than that one. I could give two fucks. You should only know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just to me. And it's like not even, dog, like, oh, this is my good angle. But I mean, dog, like if you and I take a picture and we're going to fucking post it or whatever, cool. You know, like we both kind of agree on it. Cool.
Well,
but if we're
just, hey, let's get another one. Get another one. Right.
Yeah. Like, but if I'm taking a picture and then as long as I fucking don't have like a lazy eye in it or a fucking
finger
up my nose, then I'm gonna fuck how you look. You know, I'm going to try to make it look decent, you know, but fucking you got to be honest. You're going to be more concerned with yourself in the picture. Right.
Yeah. And
at the same time, you don't know what this other person's insecurities are, right? So they could be, you could be like, well, that's how he fucking looks. But then,
well, then I don't know all your weirdo friends either. So now all these fucking people I don't even know get to look at my fugly ass because you got me at my weak moment.
Yeah. So it is, it gets a little weird. And that's one thing, Doug, is that Like, I was at a birthday party. I took my daughter to two different birthday parties this weekend.
All right, bro. You stay busy. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you. If I, we ever strike it rich, I'm just going to buy you a taxi cab and just get you a yellow car with some stripes. The dad's taxi.
Well,
which is, you know, it's good. I mean, I'm not talking shit because I did the same shit. And yeah, but I just got to, you know, I'm just a dick. So.
Well, I was talking to Luis. He's like, hey, bro. He's like, what are you up to? I was like, I'm fucking on my way to take Kennedy to a fucking birthday party. He's like, damn, bro, on a fucking Friday? And I was like, yeah, dog, I fucking. But anyway, so I was taking her to fucking to a birthday party, and somebody thought it was funny because I was like, hey, I was like, hold my beer. I told her to hold my beer, right? And then fucking, what do you call it? She held it and whatever, but somebody took a picture. It looked like she was handing me a beer or whatever, or she was holding the beer. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's funny. But I was like, fuck, man, don't post that shit because I look fucking fat as fuck. I'm all hunched over and shit. I'm like, you know, like, fuck, come on, dog. Fucking, you know, but yeah. They sent it to me because they thought it was cute. It was a chick. She was like, oh,
look, right.
Whatever. But I was just like, fuck, don't think it's so cute that you post that shit. You know, I don't want to be looking all fat on your Instagram, bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And I say, bitch, respectfully, because she's a homie.
And then I didn't see this one earlier. Luis said he wouldn't do it. There's so many other women out there. What would you do, D? Would you do it?
The friend.
You're single? Yeah, if you were single. Same circumstances.
I mean, I don't know, dog. This is one of his homies. You know.
But that's the key. That let's focus on that. What'd you say? It's what?
One of his homies?
Homies. How good of a homie? Homie?
That's one of his fucking dudes. That's one of
his compas? Homies.
That's a compa. So that's where, dog, see, because if it was any fucking regular dude, I probably would be like, fuck it, in a heartbeat. But then when you put faces to names and shit, dog, and I have to think of, like, if it was fucking Luis, and I'm like, first of all, I know he wouldn't be hung up on some chick from high school. But, right.
And then what's the statute of limitations? Even like in certain states, murder, you get away after like 20 years. I got to wait longer than a murder fucking statutation to date a chick that you fucked once? Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay.
That just sounds ridiculous.
I probably would because, dog, from what I hear, I didn't see her, but from what I hear, she was really fucking bad. So, I mean, dog, I mean.
And the fact that he's right, Luis, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of other women out there. But that could also be said for the dude that's all fucking booty tight. Matter of fact, yeah. He's living with one.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's where I would be confused. Like, I would just, if it was me and he got pissed off, I'd be like, bro, I'm confused. Help me understand right now. Aren't you in a relationship and you're shacked up as we speak? Why are we talking about this? I just fucked her, dude. That's it.
Yeah.
I stabbed it. She slid into my DM. I was kind of keyed already. It sounded like a fucking good idea at the time. I went out, I beat it up, and I cut her off. And you're mad?
Come on now, grow up.
Oh, man.
After show, but later, it's your boys D. It's El Kukui. I got to bounce, but we will see you guys in episode number 236. El Kukui, you have any parting words?
No, but after that conversation, I got to go find some cheeks to part.
So here, after show, but later, hit us up on all social media at AfterShowBL. Hit us up 928-235-5285. If you want to hit us up with a text message, people have been taking advantage, and it's so cool for the interaction. So make sure you do that. After show, but later, we will see you guys next time. On the road to the riches, because it's all about-